Seminary in Colton Steiner is here, and we're with him for this year. If you could please be seated and we hear just a word from him.
Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to introduce myself to the parish. So as many of you may know, I'm from right here in Dickinson, although I grew up a St. Joseph's boy, so it's nice moving up in the world, moving to the north side of the tracks, so it's good. It's great to be here. And so growing up here in Dickinson, I attended Trinity Catholic schools all the way from pre-K all the way through my senior year of high school. And that was really, really integral to my path towards the priesthood, really why I'm standing here in front of you today. Just through the example of my great teachers that I had, both in grade school and high school and junior high school, but also the interactions that I had with the tremendous priests that I encountered. Bishop Vetter in grade school and Father Kreidinger, and then Father Eli, Father Holkalter, Father Grafsgaard, throughout my time at Trinity. And there was really two common denominators that I saw throughout all of them. And that was just the joy that they had in their vocation, the joy that they had from being priests, and the love that they had, not only for their parishioners, for their students, but for the priesthood itself. And as much of in my younger years as I tried to deny it, there was an attraction that started to build for the priesthood. And this attraction started to become something that I really couldn't run away from in between my junior and senior year of high school, when I was able to go on a pilgrimage to Rome. And it was during this pilgrimage where we were able to go up to Turin, Italy, and see the Shroud of Turin, which is traditionally held to be the burial cloth of Jesus. And going into my senior year, I really did not know what I wanted to do with my life at all. And so as I was praying, standing in front of the shroud, I just offered up a little prayer. Jesus, what do you want me to do with my life? And it was so amazingly quiet in that church. I'm not kidding when I say that you could literally hear a pin drop. Through that silence, as I gave the Lord the time and space to speak, I heard clear as day, but as faint as a whisper, "Lay down your life for me and follow me." Now, I came out of that church very dazed and confused, not really knowing what just happened. But thankfully, throughout my senior year, with the help of Father Grafsgaard, I was able to unpack that experience and what was happening in my prayer. And through the graciousness of Father Grafsgaard, I was actually able to visit a seminary that I would later attend, St. John Vianney College Seminary. And as much as I love Dickinson, the moment I stepped through the doors of that seminary, it just felt like home. It felt right. And so throughout the summer, after my senior year, I continued discerning and got to the point where, okay, yeah, I think I can do this. I think, Lord, you want me to go to seminary. And so as I reached out to the vocation director, Father Waltz, at that time, he's just like, "Well, dude, it's too late. They're not accepting. It's too late. Applications are closed." I'm just like, "What? Lord, what are you doing to me? Like, I feel like you're asking me to do this. You want me to do this. But then the door's kind of closed here. Like, what's going on here?" And so I ended up going to the University of North Dakota my freshman year of college. And it was only in the midst of that that I was able to see his purpose behind me going there. because it was at UND where I really started to make the faith something that's my own and started to fall in love with it. My parents weren't making me go to Mass. They weren't checking in. They didn't have spies at UND making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do. No, but I was doing it because I wanted to. And my faith grew and strengthened, especially as I began to work at the Newman Center there, the Catholic Center on campus, and develop friendships that encouraged me in my faith, encouraged me to grow. And as well, working on campus at UND and engaging in campus ministry, engaging with the students, that I really saw how lost some of them were. How much they were searching for the heart of Christ and the love of Christ in all the wrong places. And it ached my heart. And it was through prayer that the Lord informed me that this ache was an ever-growing invitation to join him in his zealous quest for souls, to bring back the lost sheep right into his arms. And so it was in my spring semester at UND where I, in time, submitted an application to become a seminarian and was accepted to seminary. And then that fall, I began my first year of seminary at St. John Vianney College Seminary, and I was there for 3 years. And after graduating from there, I moved on to Kenrick Glennon Seminary, which is down in St. Louis, Missouri, and was there for a couple of years. And so now I'm here, halfway through my theology studies, nearing up to God willing ordination for what's called a pastoral internship. So the opportunity to spend time in a parish, learning how to be a priest by working with, living with, right next to a priest, observing what he gets to do, doing some of the things that he gets to do. And so I'm excited to be here with all of you. And as much as this year is for my formation, I'm also here for you all, here to serve you, here to love you, and really just get to know you. And so I look forward to doing that throughout this year. And thank you so much for welcoming me to the beautiful parish of St. Wins. Thank you.
Colton, welcome to St. Wenceslas. It's really great to have you here.